Now to our business of the week, and it's been tasting the sweetness of success since it launched in 2011. Over the last few years, orders for Hilltop Honey have shot through the roof. It's so popular that owner Scott Davis is no longer able to produce all his honey at his farm near Newtown. Instead, he's scoured Britain to find the busiest bees to produce enough nectar to satisfy his customers. Our reporter, Charlotte Dubinsky, has been to find out more.
I suppose the best part about beekeeping in itself is catching swarms, but I love seeing how the way the weather is when it affects the bees.
In a small workshop in Carsus near Newtown, Scott Davis runs an ever-expanding honey empire. What started as a hobby in 2011 has now grown into a product being supplied by up to 200 independent stockists around the UK.
We've got a small family farm here in Mid Wales, so I thought I would keep some bees on that land. So I bought one beehive, kept some bees then throughout the summer, and thought it was quite cool. Got up to 12 beehives, nothing major. Set up the business in September 2011, took a £5,000 overdraft from the bank to buy some more beekeeping equipment and generally set up some label designs for the honey, then the brand logo and everything else like that. We very quickly realised that 12 beehives was not enough to run a business on, so we sorted, bought honey from other beekeepers.
Let's go in and see the production. Wow, as soon as I walk in, just the smell of honey hits me. It's so sweet. Do you still get that sense, or are you just used to it now?
No, I'm immune to it. The only thing I see is your feet sticking to the floor every now and again.
Scott currently employs one other person, but with his honey in high demand, he's already in the process of moving to a larger unit, and he has plans to create a further 2 or 3 jobs. One of the reasons behind that is because Hilltop Honey recently won a large contract with the health food chain Holland & Barrett.
They placed an order for about 10,500 units across our range. That came about from being at a trade show through Total Food Market in Wales. They put us on a stand in the Specialty Fine Food Fair in London in Olympia. And two young girls came up, thought they were students, started talking to me. I was looking more for other people, and then they just dropped the bombshell that they were brand category manager of Holland & Barrett and the honey buyer of Holland & Barrett.
Your product now will be in stores across the UK?
It'll be across 440 stores, I believe. They have 730 altogether.
It's a huge coup, but Scott's already looking at expanding into new markets. I've come here to the Sportsman Public House in Newtown, where a local brewery is launching a new product. And yes, you guessed it, Hilltop Honey is involved.
I'm Pam Honeyman. I'm the head brewster of Monty's Brewery in Mid Wales. Well, Scott came to me last year with the idea to brew a honey beer. He was very keen. He'd got a lot of friends that wanted to try it, and he's always drinking my product, and I'm always eating his honey. So we sort of talked about it, and last year we brewed it for the first time in January. We made it a lower gravity beer of 3.6% because we sort of thought after the excesses of Christmas, you're going to want something that's a little bit easier but not too over the top. We just put it into cask, and Scott brought some friends down to the pub, and they drank me dry by 6:30 in the evening. We'd run out.
And since then, you've obviously been in discussions to do it all over again.
Well, this year, what we decided to do was brew more, and we do cask and bottle. It's a light golden beer with a nice white creamy head on it, and please have a sip and enjoy.
That's really nice. It's quite gentle on the palate.
After a swift sip of that delicious ale, it's time to go back and try the pure nectar in Carsus.
This is our warming cabinet. We can heat the honey, make it packable for us. So obviously the honey can set. The good thing about our honey is raw, so we don't heat it up beyond its melting point.
I can feel the heat coming now. What temperature is this?
It's about 38, 40 degrees. It's not too hot. It's just enough to melt the honey. It takes about 48 hours, roughly, maybe even 72 hours, to get the honey to melt properly so we can ready for packing. These are our honey tanks. So then it's filtered into these honey tanks. Mm-hmm. We don't finely filter our honey. It's coarsely filtered. It keeps all the pollen in the honey and maybe in a bit of wax, but we think all that's really goodness of honey. And then we literally get the pipe. Attach the pipe to the bottom of this.
Well, Scott, Let's have a look at some of your products.
This is creamed honey, and it won't set any further than what it is now, which is soft set and nice and spreadable for your toast.
And I can see on the label that that's won some awards.
Yeah, we won Great Taste Award last year, 2013. We won one star.
So which one do you think I should start off with?
It's start with the Welsh one. It's a lighter one.
That is an incredibly delicate taste.
Should be floral.
Very floral.
The difference in that with a supermarket honey is you can actually taste the honey, basically. In the supermarket, I find it very bitter, and it's, you know, honey shouldn't even be anywhere near bitter.
Now, this is the one that really intrigues me. This is the honey with the chilli.
What are you like with hot stuff?
Yeah, I'm okay.
This is really good for glazed hams, roasted vegetables, stir fries, all sorts of things like that, really. Anything you want to add a little bit of heat to.
I'm going to have just a little bit more of that because that's so delicious.
In its first year, Hilltop Honey made sales worth around £23,000. A year later, in 2012, sales increased by 400%. Now, in its third year, Scott is aiming for a turnover of £500,000. Those estimates are based on that new relationship with Holland & Barrett, and Scott says he's also close to completing a contract to supply shops in the United States. It seems there really is a buzz around this business, and the future looks as sweet as the honey it produces.